Today, Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy, is actually a show about radio. This is the Generation Exploitation Podcast on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
WIND has the power. You can have the power too. New ideas will shape the future of radio. TM Productions is using these ideas now. If creative new ideas belong in your today, your choice is an enviable one. Call us. We'll work together with ideas right out of tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us on Laugh Tracks and the Generation Exploitation Podcast. My name is Cliff Nestroff, and today's show is all about radio. Primarily, records about radio and for radio is what we're going to play that seem rather strange and unusual out of their intended context. We're going to listen to a wide assortment of LPs that were manufactured for radio station managers, program directors, and advertising directors at any given radio station. And these LPs were put out by jingle companies and PR firms who tried to sell your station on ways to make it a winner. What you would do is you'd subscribe to this company's services, you'd pay them a fee, and then they would transform the format of your radio station so it sounds spiffy. Well, they put out these records to give you examples of what they could do for you. We're going to listen to a whole bunch of those from a bunch of different companies. We're also going to listen to selections from something called Programmer's Digest, which was a short-lived audio magazine. And these were records sent out to radio stations in the early 1970s that were supposed to keep you up to date on everything that was going on in the exciting radio world at other radio stations around America. Well, let's listen to a cut of Programmer's Digest right now.
Picture the combination of joining a trade publication, radio seminar, and radio program into a trade publication for the broadcaster. What do you come up with? An audio magazine. A trade publication for the mind's eye, to be read with the ear. This is a Programmer's Digest, a bi-weekly trade magazine covering the communication scene for all broadcasters, from the programming department right on up to the GM. We're all in the business to promote better programming, and that goes for the gentleman on the street with the rate cards, selling space on that program. This is your thing, and Programmer's Digest wants you.
Here's the publisher and editor of Programmer's Digest, Buddy Blake.
Programmer's Digest is to be an audio periodical, serving as educator, entertainer, advisor, forum, idea bank, but most of all, a source of inspiration for those in love of those things that are broadcasting. In coming months, audio articles will be published covering all phases of the broadcast industry, from programming to management and all areas between. This in hopes of helping you develop as part of a team of professionals and a common goal, helping you foster pride in task, attaining true craftsmanship. We'll scan the spectrum of broadcast concepts, hear from top programmers and management covering all formats, large and small markets. Each issue will be designed as a collector's item, a seminar, and a ready reference library of educational information for study and analysis at a moment's notice. Music to grow by. PD is to be your sounding board of ideas, opinions, and ambitions. With your support, and through you, Programmer's Digest will be the voice of broadcasting.
Larry Ryan has been morning air personality at Kiel Shreveport since August 1964, and for five of those 8 years has been program director. Here's Larry to dissect and explain the anatomy of a morning show.
There are three things that a morning man has to do. One, get up and go to work. Two, give the time and whole bunches of weather and temperature conditions. And three, sound like he gives a damn, like he's bright and cheerful and having a good time. Whatever else he does, he's on his own.
Stand by for Mr. Weather coming up next.
What's the matter?
Got a frog in my throat.
Really? Let me see. Open wider. Open wider. Such a toad.
Most morning men have a crutch. Well, I have many. I use voices on occasion. And I have a guy in the morning that's called Mr. Weather. He's my salvation.
Jefferson K. is program director of the 50,000-watt giant, WKBW Buffalo, New York.
KB is a contemporary, highly individual, personality-oriented, and hopefully entertaining radio station. Since the turn to top 40, music and news, rock and roll, whatever you choose to call it, some 15 years ago, KB has led the market with a policy of personality radio. We've tried to adhere to a certain kind of predictable unpredictability, and at the same time, we've never been afraid to break rules if the situation or if the personality lends itself to that kind of a situation. My philosophy is that the listener should not be a cipher, a neuter, that the station should not be background. We try to make them consciously think of the station as more than just a place in the radio dial. It's the center of activity in the community. Dan Everett, now doing 6 to 10, is a homegrown product. He's been at KB Radio now for 10 years, first as afternoon drive, and now doing mornings. And if pressed, I would have to say that although he causes me an awful lot of headaches, I don't think I've ever heard a more consistent, more human-sounding entertainer.
Hey, guess what today is? Today is Bachelor Day. Big, big fat tears have started to roll from my director's eyes, remembering those wonderful days of yesteryore.
What makes a number one station? The quarterback of WBT in Charlotte, North Carolina, has discovered that the divining rod is staff. Tom talks about his people and WBT.
My show is very important to the people of the Carolinas in that it represents beyond just good morning, wake up, here's what's happening bits, but it represents 10 years of tradition.
It's Ty Boyd in the morning. 1110 WBT.
Hey, that's a Carpenter. Song's called Hurting Each Other. We're on the Boyd Show from WBT, 7:15 in the morning on a Tuesday, and man, what a day. What a great day to fly.
Delta jet flight to Florida.
Hey, 7:16 at WBT, having a great time on a Tuesday morning, and look at that day out there. I can't find an up-to-date picture of Howard Hughes, and I know you probably have the same problem. Where is Howard Hughes, and is there really a Howard Hughes? Someone even reported from the day he was born there's been some question. Mrs. Hughes looked down in her arms and said, "No, that's not him."
A funny thing about H.A. Thompson is that he is totally real. He's totally what you hear. Let's say I'm in Dallas, and we're having jingles sang soon. And they're singing H.A. Thompson or whatever. And they say, "That must be the sales manager. That can't be real. There's nobody named that." Well, his real name is Hunsley Aylesbury Thompson.
H.A. Thompson.
Woo! Roll back out in the alley, baby, and drink some more wine on B.T. the Raider.
Send me some country wine.
10:35, H.A. Thompson Showtime at your radio station, WBT. Listener lines are open now, taking your question on today's topic, abortion. Shirley Bassey at BT.
Diamond.
10:38 at WBT.
Jack Petrie probably would be rated as having the best all-around voice at BT Radio.
Thing means image of quality, image of a standard of
excellence. I just believe that I will probably find a better quality of merchandise at Sears.
It's about the same, but I just have this image of Folgers in my mind that it's a better copy.
It's a status symbol.
Image is the name of the game.
Lowenbrow. I like the way the bottle looks. I like the little silver thing on the top of it. It makes me feel very rich when I drink.
Drink Dr. Pepper. It's different. Something unique. Something that stands out.
Well, Highland Park, number one, has the image of the affluent area and the area two level.
What makes one car seem so different from the next? One neighborhood so desirable compared to another? Image is the key. It's what advertisers spend billions for every year. It's what gets consumers to consume. The buyer might not call it image, but it's the magic magnetic force behind every decision to buy one brand over another.
9X WBBM.
Radio is a product, too. And just like Buick versus Chevy, Maxwell House versus U-Band, image plays a major role in attracting listeners to a specific station. Your station can be technically superior, have the best music, personality, news. But unless there's one uniform thread of consistency that ties it all together, one powerful image that showcases it as a truly unique product, then your station will not be successful. To be a leader, you must occupy the right image in the listener's mind. TM Productions is the world's most accomplished image builder for broadcast stations. Since the company was founded, TM has grown to be the industry's largest and most successful production company. And what we've learned in all that time is your game. Because you can be sure TM ideas work. The proof is there.
If you're in the market for something to attract listeners to your station on a regular basis, this is it.
The Comedy Situation Comedy Hour. Minute.
The Comedy Situation features the creative minds and talents of Alan Gordon and Jack Newman, who understand what comedy, production values, and professionalism are all about.
At the same time, I think there are people who'd listen to the radio and listen, not just use it as background. It's kind of for these people that we write this stuff.
Where do you get most of your material?
It's really hard to say, you know.
I guess from life.
Life, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anyone who contributes more in one area than the other?
Yeah, he does.
Together, they have written and recorded 65 bright, witty, and entertaining episodes entitled The Comedy Situation Comedy Minute. That's 13 weeks of programming to attract listeners to your station. 65 two-minute programs to attract sponsors to your station. An opportunity to bolster your ratings. Programs like these.
The Comedy Situation Comedy Hour. Minute.
The Comedy Situation Comedy Minute is brought to you each day at this time by Slack Shack.
Some fan stores keep you waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting.
If you've been to our place, there's one thing that you found.
You've been listening to the Comedy Situation Comedy Minute with Alan Gordon and Jack Newman. Guests of the Comedy Situation Comedy Minute stayed at my house. Remember, if you haven't heard it here, you haven't heard it here.
The Comedy Situation Comedy Minute is available exclusively through the Characters Talent Agency Limited in Toronto, Canada. You can order this 65-episode package or inquire further about it by writing to The Comedy Situation, care of the Characters Talent Agency, 107 Queen Street East, Toronto, M5C1S1, Ontario, or by phoning area code 416 and the number 863-1411. That's 863-1411. The Comedy Situation is sold in each market on a first-come, first-served basis.
Man way to handle hay bales? You bet. With a Sperry New Holland automatic bale wagon, one man can pick up, load, haul, and stack up to 2,500 bales a day without touching a single bale. Sperry New Holland has three automatic bale wagons that retrieve a full load at a time from the stack and two models that do it all. Pick up, load, haul, stack, retrieve, and even unload one bale at a time onto your Mao conveyor. Call your Sperry New Holland dealer for a demonstration soon and see what an automatic bale wagon can do for you in your haying operation. Avoid backaches and the expense of hired hands with a Sperry New Holland automatic bale wagon.
My name is Michael Morgan, and welcome to Canadian Top 40, the weekly countdown of the 40 best-selling records in Canada. Our chart is based upon the most comprehensive summary of the contemporary Canadian music scene, the RPM 100. This week, CTF features a Canadian band which has the honor of gold awards on all of its albums and a platinum award on one. But more about that later. Five new entries this week, including one song that has jumped straight into our 40 this week at number 15. Canadian Top 40. 30 to go to the number one song in the nation today. This is Michael Morgan with the 40 top songs in Canada this week. Canadian Top 40 is heard on great radio stations right across Canada, like CFRN Edmonton. Canadian Top 40.
Get flavor and fresh breath with Double Mint.
When you want big flavor and fresh breath too, you get both big every time you chew.
A stick of Double Mint gum.
Get Double Mint in the pack with the red end.
Morgan's Coast to Coast.
Number 15, and we're counting them down. This song is very special to anyone who's ever had to say goodbye and start again. Deciding that Reggie Workman wouldn't look too exciting on a record label, the search began for a more intriguing name. Thus began the life of Elton John. A monster hit for sure. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land?
Elton John, entering our chart at number 15. And that's just the beginning for Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Incidentally, Elton occupied the number one position for the first 2 weeks of June this year on RPM with his mysterious composition Daniel, recently certified a Canadian Gold. Upcoming in the next segment of our show, a CTF special feature spotlighting a great Canadian band. So remember, this is the place to be. We're Canadian Top 40, and this is Michael Morgan.
I was raised on country sunshine, green grass beneath my feet, running through fields of daisies, wading through the creek.
Oh, yeah.
What you hoping to find, like country sunshine?
It's the real thing, Coca-Cola.
Donnie West for Coca-Cola. Like,
welcome back to our weekly parade of the greatest music in Canada today. Right now, a group that has received so many awards and recognition from the music industry, they're almost a legend in their own times. Winners of the Juno Award for the Best Group of the Year in 1972, and more recently, the recipients of a Platinum Award, that's for sales of over 100,000 on an album, it has to be Lighthouse. The Platinum Award, the first for a Canadian group, was for Lighthouse Live, recorded in concert at New York's Carnegie Hall. Let's go back to that evening in February 1972 and join the group's dynamic leader, Skip Prokop.
Feeling small makes me want to tell you all about. If I let you down, girl, could you ever love me again?
Gary Weeks and Dave Beckett, recently psychology graduates at Western University, and their second record, Could You Ever Love Me Again? They started together in 66, and through 7 years of trying to make it, they own the number three position with this simple philosophy. We're friends first and business associates second. We've reached the point where you can win a superb stereo system and a complete library of Lighthouse records. We want your predictions on the chart position of Lighthouse's Pretty Lady on the RPM Top 40 next week. Remember, it's number 10 this week. It was number 21 last week, 34 the week before. Where will it be on our countdown next week? Write your answers on a postcard and send it to Canadian Top 40, Box 40, Vancouver, BC. Don't forget, include your name, address, and the name of the radio station on which you heard Canadian Top 40. The first correct answer to be drawn from our mail will win the stereo system and Lighthouse Library. So good luck. We'll be announcing the winner 2 weeks from now.
Canadian Top 40.
A previous number one, and with 9 weeks on our chart, the DeFranco family. At the center of the group is 14-year-old Tony DeFranco. He's 4'11", weighs 94 pounds, and he likes go-karting, ice cream, and singing hits that sell a million.
A clean,
fine cut from first load to last. That's what you get with a Sperry New Holland Model 718 4-inch harvester. The 718 features the exclusive 12-knife cutter head that chops as fine as 1/8 inch without a recutter screen. And the knives are reversible for twice the chopping life. Another Sperry New Holland exclusive is the flip-up feed roll. It provides immediate and complete access to the shear bar and smooth roll scraper area, making shear bar adjustment easier than ever before. A complete line of attachments are available, including 3 corn heads, 2 windrow pickups, and sickle bar. Call your Sperry New Holland dealer for a demonstration soon.
You've just heard another TM First. High-intensity production IDs. Clio award-winning production styles designed for the alternative. Only the best music. WQXI. The alternative. Do not take only as directed. Do your own thing. WQXI. Could sound like all the others, but now there's an alternative, an image ID series with new techniques for aggressive programmers, conscious of their station's image. Why is there an alternative? We thought you deserved it.
TM's having a sale. For a limited time in your market, we're selling time and sound. Time to produce incredible commercials and the sound to do it with, all in one fantastic package.
The production source.
From TM, the industry's newest library advancement in commercial production music and sound effects. Light years ahead of anything else available for creative support. We're selling you time by saving you the time it takes to find the right music or sound effect for any spot. It's all right here. Commercial and random length beds, rhythm pads with accents, instrumental thematic sets, and accent punctuators, all arranged for quick, easy use. And because the production source is continuously supplemented, you'll never experience a problem with time or sound again. It's a limited time offer. One per market. When it's sold in yours, the sale ends. For information, call Tim Moore, collect at TM Productions, 214-634-8511. The production source. It's about time.
1250 WTAE. Look at all the things we got, my friend, that others have not.
If it's the kind of responsiveness your station prides itself on, your image is about to take on a vivid new definition.
Radioactively, peripatetically with you night and day. Here's one thing no one else can say. WTAE.
Complete presentations of each series featured here are available by simply returning the enclosed reply card or calling us collect at 214-634-8511. Your TM representative has full details on the sounds and needs of tomorrow radio. Brass. Strings. Percussion. The power is ideas in station imagery. Can hear the power. Let your listeners feel it.
February 19, 1978. February 19, 1983.
The year is 1983. 2,000 tomorrows from now, the world you live in is dramatically different. Now, exposure to unprocessed air for more than 30 minutes has been declared hazardous to your health by the Surgeon General. The medium known as radio has survived, but it bears little resemblance to the archaic technology of the 70s. Tape has become obsolete as a means of recording and playing sound. computer's digital memory stores up to 2 continuous hours of music per punch card. The frequency range of radio stations has been expanded to 25 hertz through 20 kilohertz. Because of the cable, all signals are equal in strength and quality. Instantaneous feedback is now universally used to determine ratings. Every station is equipped with electronic readouts showing the exact number of receivers tuned to their channel at any given moment. The Arbitron book for Los Angeles is now 700 pages long. We take you now to a radio station in 1983.
New to you on K9 Kid Power Radio, that's the big one. C-Spot Dick Jane from the supergroup Minneapolis St. Paul. You got the squirrely thing to do, Billy Squirrel, with the satellite sounds for listeners 9 and under. K9 Kitty Radio.
K9 Kitty Radio.
At last, an erotic movie for 9-year-olds and under. Tiny Throat. See what happens when an innocent game of doctor gets out of hand.
Tiny Throat. It'll make your tinker toy.
Complete news next on K9 Kid Power Radio. Give us 15 seconds of your time and we'll give you the world.
Watch for the mobile abortion clinic in your neighborhood. Open this week from midnight to 4 a.m. in the alley behind the Dixie Motel.
Here's the news. Wink is a wink for all you people who don't want to think.
This is Barbara Walters with the news.
So, what of tomorrow? Technology is often running in quantum leaps. Radio may be linked by a mere thread to the customs of today. Two things are certain. It will still need listeners, and it will still have programming and marketing problems. On Side 2, we invite you to hear how TM is developing tomorrow's creative solutions right now.
All right, so we're listening to a whole bunch of records about radio for radio. Right there, we heard a record called Radio Tomorrow, put out by TM Productions, who we're hearing a lot of stuff by today. TM Productions was the preeminent company that specialized in making jingles and reformatting radio stations. You would pay them a fee, and then they would try to make your station sound like a winner and try and get more advertisers in your market, that kind of thing. So TM Productions there, Tomorrow Radio. We also heard in there a couple ads off a record that was meant for very specific radio stations that were in farming communities. We're listening to a bunch of hay baling ads. So if you lived in Saskatchewan or Montana, you'd listen to that kind of thing. We also heard some stuff from Canadian Top 40, a pre-recorded program that would be syndicated to radio stations around Canada, and you would play this sort of superficial fabricated countdown show and insert your local ads in the appropriate slots. A one-sided record. There's nothing on the flip side. And we've heard a lot of different things so far from the 70s. What we're going to listen to right now is something from Radio CJVI. First, we're going to listen to Radio CJVI Victoria's contest of some sort, something about call letters. I can't really figure it out. Maybe you can. From 1968. And then we're going to listen to a radio documentary very quickly from 1955, produced by Radio CJVI, a show called Enterprise in Action, all about how great Canadian capitalism is. So, here we go. Without further ado, Radio CJVI.
Where did the call letters CJVI begin? Was it the time when the Learjet Flaming Arrow set its course for the Parliament buildings in Ottawa? That was the day that Fearless Phil asked,
"Is that our target?"
"Roger, Mike's place."
"Soon it will be bombs away, eh? But wait, there's a message on the radio."
Flaming Arrow, this is Control. Cancel mission. CJVI, CJVI.
Flaming Arrow returning to base as ordered, but what's with this CJVI?
Canada joins Vancouver Island. Out.
Does CJVI really stand for Canada joins Vancouver Island? Well, so says Emmy and W. Ballantyne of Whaletown, British Columbia. We'd like to hear your ideas, too. Address all entries to CJVI Station Call, Box 940, Victoria. A reminder that all entries produced and used on the air, the entrants will receive a special gift from CJVI. And of course, all entries become the property of Radio 9.
What's the matter, Charlie?
Oh, take a look up front and see for yourself.
Oh, no, not another radiator.
Yeah. How did that happen?
Oh, same as the last one, just coming down from the coal deck there.
Brother. Well, let's get her off. How's a man supposed to make any money in this logging business with you guys busting up truck radiators twice a week? Yeah. You know how much it costs just to send that down to Nanaimo and back?
Send? Take it down yourself in the pickup truck.
Sure, and lose the best part of a day. Sure wish someone would open a radiator shop in Courtney or Comox.
Why don't you fix them here? You do most of the other truck maintenance on the job.
You ever fixed a radiator, Buster?
No, can't say as I have.
Know anyone who can, who isn't already in the business doing it?
No, can't say as I do.
All right, then. There's only one place to get it done, at the Island Radiator Place in Nanaimo. Now quit talking and give me a hand to get this thing off. I don't want it hanging around here forever.
Through the years, as the automobile grew in popularity and gradually became the prime mode of transportation, great advances were made in its design and operation. The radiator remained much the same as ever. No matter what is done to the operating and moving parts of the car's engine, it has to be cooled one way or another. Tonight's story deals with a man and his partners who made the automobile radiator and other water cooling systems their business. They learned the hard way, by doing. They went on to open their own maintenance shops in several British Columbia localities, and today own and operate the largest chain of radiator maintenance shops in Canada. On Vancouver Island, the company is known as Island Radiators Limited. On the mainland and in the interior of BC, as Arrow Radiator Limited. This is the story of four men and their contribution to Enterprise in Action.
Nick Howard went into Bodie's radiator shop in 1937, and there he stayed until the beginning of World War II. He proved to be a good student, and he picked up the tricks of the radiator trade quickly. In 1938, he felt he was doing well enough to get married, so he did. When the war came along, Nick Howard joined up and went into another interesting job with the Royal Canadian Corps of Signals. He was posted to a special unit of the RCCS stationed just outside Victoria. But Nick Howard didn't want to forget what he had learned in his pre-war years in the radiator business. He heard that a Victoria radiator company was looking for some part-time help, so he investigated. Until Nick Howard left Victoria, he worked during his days off at the Wells shop. The shop was located next door to the present site of the Victoria Company at 942 Fort Street. Nick worked there until his unit was sent to Australia to take part in the South Pacific campaign. But before he left, he was given the promise of a job after the war, if he were still interested, and as Nick Howard puts it, still alive. In 1946, he returned to Victoria to take up where he left off. Not long after he returned to Victoria, where he had taken the offer of a job from Len Wells, he met a Nanaimo man also in the radiator business. The man was Romeo Pilon. On the mainland, Romeo Pilon and M. Funk, the company accountant, are established. A former employee and trainee of the company, Bob Weinberg, is in charge at the Prince George plant. Another of the Pilon family, Raymond, is the boss man. One of the major problems still facing the company is trained men. It takes about 2 years to fully train a man for the job of radiator repair and maintenance. At the same time, the man has to have a natural ability for that type of work. As the operating radiator shops are the only training ground available, this presents a few problems. But these men who started with an idea and have in 10 short years seen their idea grow into the largest business of its kind in Canada are not to be easily discouraged. Their story and hopes for the future are graphic examples of enterprise in action.
Tonight you have heard the story of Island Radiators Limited and Arrow Radiators Limited, one company under two names operating throughout British Columbia. This dramatized episode in another in a series of programs about British Columbia business and industries entitled Enterprise in Action. It is presented weekly at this time by a group of British Columbians for Progress who are believers in and upholders of our free enterprise system. Again next week, hear another in this series, Enterprise in Action. Tonight's story was produced and directed in the studios of CJVI Victoria. Script by Maury Gwynn.
Chopping jobs, you need the extra heavy-duty Sperry New Holland Model 890 4-inch harvester. The 890 features an exclusive 12-knife cutter head that chops 4-inch as fine as 1/8 inch without a recutter screen. But if you prefer to recut, 7 optional screens are available. The standard PTO-driven power knife sharpener lets you sharpen or re-bevel knives in the field without removing the knives from the machine. The 890 comes with a wide choice of attachments, including corn heads, windrow pickup, sickle bar, or ear corn snapping heads. See your Sperry New Holland dealer soon for a demonstration of the Model 890 4-inch harvester.
Rustle of the wheat fields blowing softly on the plain, and the tall pines of your northland make me want to come back home to you again, where a little woodland stream so swiftly runs. There's an understanding heart in every soul that dwells upon your gentle land, and the kind of hospitality that lets you help a neighbor when you can, where a man has room to see the setting sun. Saskatchewan, there's a hometown waiting there for me with friends I've been away from far too long, and the yearning that I feel inside will never leave my mind till I am gone. So I'll see you once again before I'm done. Saskatchewan, I have traveled everywhere from wild and ranging mountains to the sea, and I've never found a home that I will ever hear so fondly calling me. Get set to welcome home my native son, Saskatchewan, Saskatchewan, Saskatchewan.
Short, innovative sounds you hear scattered throughout this presentation are called pushers for your station production. Production expanders that can be used with your voice over promos, PSAs, and short client productions.
WKNX, with a cash-winning Enjoy Yourself weekend beginning Friday at WKNX.
And instrumental thematic beds for voiceover copy, for station promos, advertiser copy, but most of all, for station promotion.
W-A-N-T, enjoy yourself, Richmond. You can feel it all over.
Enjoy yourself, N-T.
Shelf continues on side two with production pushers, station promo songs, additional ways to use your participating Enjoy Yourself client cuts, more IDs, and of course, market exclusivity.
Tomorrow Radio. Who knows its nature? If you're going to succeed in Tomorrow Radio, you must be open to new ideas. Creative new ideas in promoting and identifying your station. That's what we offer you at TM today. New approaches to creativity to help you position, program, market, and sell your product. Your station. January of 1976. The You campaign opens. The positioning era for radio. The You campaign. TM had introduced a challenging step forward in station self-promotion and advertising.
You.
Hundreds of stations now know the You campaign means solid positioning, the delivery of a benefit to the listener. Now, the next step. Hundreds of stations are now about to build on their experience with You Too. Of U2 was undertaken only after extensive information gathering on the performance of the You campaign. What evidence was there that audiences were responding? Just what proof could we show that the You positioning really was the advertising blockbuster stations said it was? Our test market was San Francisco, home of KFRC and the You campaign. We selected people at random living in the San Francisco area and contacted them by telephone. The list of specific questions asked included...
Hurry, oh, right now, hurry!
93KHJ!
The winning score gives you total continuity. The very same excitement that radiates from the logos you've just heard is expanded to cover all areas you control. Say it and win.
KHJ is my favorite radio station.
Win trips, cash, choice concert tickets, anything. Just say it
KHJ
and win.
My favorite radio station.
All day, every day, KHJ picks numbers at random from all the Southern California phone books. Then we call. Here's how to win. We'll ask,
what's your favorite radio station?
You win when you answer,
KHJ is my favorite radio station.
We're going to call you. Say it and win.
KHJ.
Mark, you just claimed a $100 bill.
Oh, my God.
$100, Mark.
I don't believe it.
$100.
Oh, my God.
$50 bills. $100 bills.
Yeah,
93KHJ.
You can win anytime.
93KHJ.
When you gain the ability to orchestrate your station, when you control the change in intensity or energy level between elements, the listener's awareness of interruptions is lowered. As a result, listening is easier and continues over a longer time period. It should be evident to you by now that this score goes well beyond the limits of an ID package. The logo cuts, contest beds, and all the rest not only provide exceptional identity and continuity, but that first ever huge orchestra sound makes your station sound damn good. All individual logo elements have been isolated from the larger cuts of the winning score to provide additional short IDs and promo pieces. There are acapellas, and dozens of instrumental thematic elements, an entire catalog of scored production music in every possible tempo, intensity, and texture. For the first time, your own identity will be the dominant musical sound on your station, as full, as big, as classy as the best commercials or records you play. Is woven throughout the instrumental backgrounds, giving you an exciting way to accentuate your message. It's all for the sake of being a winner. And you will be with the winning score.
Wonderful town, wonderful people, places to go, things to see. My love is Columbus, that's my wonderful town. Beautiful homes, schools and churches, entertainment, places to shop. My heart's in Columbus, that's my wonderful town. Columbus, a center of transportation, business and industry set the pace. Columbus, a center of communication, the home of Big Johnny Rev.
Columbus is great to live in and work in,
a friendly and happy place to be. My love is Columbus, that's my wonderful town. Columbus has the Yankees and Fort Benning.
Columbus is a port city.
Columbus has a ball, but that's not all.
Columbus has WDAK.
Columbus has colleges and schools.
Museums and a symphony.
Columbus, your best bet, and better yet,
Columbus has Big Johnny Rev.
From Atlanta to Savannah and Augusta, the many towns of style and grace. Auburnites, Lumpkinites, Manchesterites too, they like WDAK. Columbus, Georgia, that's my wonderful town. Enjoy yourself, A&T.
Participating, enjoy yourself, client cuts.
When someone tells you to enjoy yourself, what's the first thing you think of? Well, let me tell you, around Dixon Cycle Center, enjoy yourself means owning a Honda. Whether it's for daily transportation or part-time fun, a Honda from Dixon Cycle Center, 1073 Summer Avenue, is a fun experience. Do it on a Honda this weekend from Dixon Cycle Center.
Enjoy yourself.
Do it on a Honda.
What better way to enjoy yourself tonight than a movie? Now playing at the Eastgate Cinema 4, Paul Newman and Bernadette Peters in Hollywood's biggest science fiction ever, Star Shuttle. Star Shuttle is a movie the entire family can enjoy, and what a great place to enjoy yourself at Eastgate Cinema 4. Showtime 7:30 and 9:25. Star Shuttle is rated PG.
More station IDs.
That just about does it for this special radio episode of the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you very much for joining us. I'll just tell you what we were listening to there. The last clip we heard was off of a record called Enjoy Yourself. We heard a few cuts off this promotion, put out by the William B. Tanner Company, who, just like TM Productions, had the same theories of you pay them money, and then they'll slick up your radio station, make it sound kind of cool, stuff like that. Before that, we heard a track from WDAK Columbus, Georgia. Wonderful town, all about what a great town Columbus, Georgia is. Interesting thing about that 45 is that I know of three others in existence that have the exact same song but are promoting different cities and different radio stations. Radio CJAT and Trail BC. Also one for the radio stations in Brantford, Ontario and Hamilton, Ontario. All the same tune, the same singers, the same song, except with some local references switched around to accommodate each individual town. Well, like I say, that wraps up for this edition of the Generation Exploitation Podcast. Since this is the episode about radio, I think it's appropriate to finish. I think it's appropriate to leave you with this song, Ballad of a DJ by the Del Satins. Good night.
It was early this morning. We heard the news. Was a deep